Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we all have cell phones, and let's be for real. Like, everybody has numbers programmed in a cell phone. But sometimes, you get a lot of these. Like, on my iPhone, I'm getting scammed. Like, a scam call is coming in, and I never answer them. Like, if you get a number that's calling your phone and you don't have that number stored, come on. Odds are you're not going to pick up that number.
I will say major props to the iPhone, because now I'm getting phone calls, and it actually pops up. It says telemarketer on the screen, so I know don't answer that number. But once in a great while, you miss out on an important phone call, and enter our boss, Marcy. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Marcy has crazy celebrities in your phone, right? Like, you have all the country artists right now in your phone.
I have a couple here and there.
Okay, go ahead. Drop some names. Go ahead. We'll pick them up.
No, I'm not name dropping.
Come on.
I need that phone. Somebody's going to come after me for my phone now.
I mean, hypothetically, Kenny Chesney may have texted her yesterday, but that's hypothetical. We'll see if it's true or not.
It's totally hypothetical.
Okay, right.
And he's not in my phone as Kenny Chesney, by the way.
It's Casey.
Or, no, that's how Kelly Clarkson is.
Oh, okay.
Joking.
Do you still have Kenny as hot buns?
Again, this is our boss, so okay. Let's talk about, like, things that we've missed out on, a doorbell or a phone call. What happened to you recently?
Well, I agree with Doug. Like, robocalls these days are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Even companies that I belong to, they're like, oh, let's upgrade you. I don't have 10 minutes on the phone, right, so they can save me $3. So the other day, a number came up, and I ignored it, and then this happened.
Marcy, it's Keith Urban. How are you? How is Shytown? It is Friday. I'm calling to say a massive thank you.
So we're cutting it off right there because he went on with some business talk. But you missed a call.
I missed it.
From the Keith Urban.
I'm such an idiot.
You missed a call from down under.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Hey. Did you ever miss something? Call us up. Talk to us this morning. 312-946-4995. Let us give you a quick example. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman, and our boss, her name is Marcy, and she had someone calling her cell phone. It was a number that she didn't have stored in her phone. So, like all of us, you just don't answer that phone call, right?
Right. Well, with us, it's like maybe our moms or, I don't know, somebody. But with Marcy, it's this gentleman.
Marcy, it's Keith Urban. How are you? How is Shytown? It is Friday. I'm calling to say a massive thank you.
I'm cutting it off right there because they did go into a longer response there by Keith Urban, but she didn't answer her phone because she didn't have that number stored in her phone. And guess what? It was Keith Urban calling her
from Australia.
You know how much money that is extra, calling all the way from Australia?
Roaming charges and 312-946-4995. What did you miss, either with a phone call or in person or at a doorbell? Good morning to Jennifer from Arlington Heights. What did you miss out on?
Good morning. So a group of friends of mine and I had plans to go to an amusement park one day, and everybody had come over to the house in the morning, and I wasn't really feeling good. And I asked them, I was like, let me just lay down for like a half an hour. I'm not feeling good, but I really want to go. So I went and laid down. About an hour later, I got up and everybody was gone.
They probably thought if your stomach wasn't feeling good, the best place for you to be is not an amusement park.
Yeah, right? So I totally missed out, but it's all good.
This is a real life. You snooze, you lose.
Right, exactly.
And you have great friends, Jen.
The best. If it's
meant to be. You don't want to miss out on this morning. How about a $1,000? That's what we are going to be throwing in your pocket. We're kicking it off at 12K a day again at 7:15 this morning. But it's Styles and Roman, and sometimes you miss out on things. Like if someone's calling your phone and it's it's a number that's not stored in your phone, hey, you're not going to answer it, right? You're like, no, I don't know who this is calling me.
Or your doorbell rings, and, you know, these days, nobody answers the doorbell, right? So, 312.
Who's at my door?
9464995. Good morning to Sam from Rolling Meadows. What did you miss out on?
I missed out on Kenny Chesney's sandbar opportunity.
What?
What happened?
I was a very annoying girlfriend. She kept calling and calling, and we got into a heated discussion. And so then I quit picking up her phone calls, and when I finally got my message, yep, I missed out on a lifetime.
Oh! Did you ever hear keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
I missed out, yeah. I just couldn't take the phone calls anymore.
So she was complaining all morning, and then she finally called you back to let you know, hey, I got an extra ticket roll. Let's go see Kenny Chesney. You didn't answer because you didn't want to hear it anymore.
Exactly, and that's what I get.
And then you go on her Instagram story, and you notice she's 5 feet away from Kenny Chesney.
Correct. My luck.
4 minutes away. The countdown is on. What would you do with $1,000? Think about that for a second because we're about to kick it off. 7:15 this morning, $12,000 a day. Think about that, man. $1,000.
Yeah, but think about missing a voicemail from Keith Urban that happened to our boss, Marcy. She didn't answer the phone because she didn't recognize the number. And the voicemail was Keith Urban.
Can you imagine that?
That's like the ultimate fail.
The one time Keith is going to just pick up his phone, call you up. You don't have that number stored on your phone. You're probably not going to answer because you're like, who's this calling me? Then you check the voicemail. Oh, hey, it's Keith Urban.
312-946-4995. Good morning to Rhoda from Naperville. What did you miss out on?
So I'm really bad at checking my mail, and I had finally checked it on a Sunday and realized I had missed my friend's baby shower the day before.
Hey, when it's all said and done, though, at least you didn't have to buy a present.
No, I didn't.
Girl, so we're all joking around with one of our coworkers here, our boss, Marcy. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. You know when you get a phone call and the number's not stored in your phone, you don't answer it, right? You're just like, oh, I don't know who this is. I don't want to be bothered right now. And that's exactly what happened to her. And then she decided to check her voicemail a couple minutes later.
Marcy, it's Keith Urban. How are you? How is Chi-Town? It is Friday. I'm calling to say a massive thank you.
Yeah, Keith Urban missed the phone call. And before we go out to Joanne from Romeoville, you went to school out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Lewis University out there. Romeoville is great, man. Great little town out there.
Didn't your sister go to school there, too?
Yes, she did go to school out there.
Did you miss anything in your life?
Yeah, I'm sure Nikki's probably up right now. My sister. I actually missed my my sister's graduation ceremony.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was a radio and television and a radio and TV communications major, and we were filming the ceremony. That was part of the class that I had to do, and school was out, but some people came back up on campus, and we were all partying the night before. I forgot to set an alarm that morning for the ceremony. Slept right through it. I woke up. I not only missed my sister's graduation ceremony, which she still, by the way, is mad at me about, but I also missed like the class, like the filming of it all. So I had my family and my sister really upset with me, and I also had the TV crew because I wasn't there with the camera filming the ceremony.
Well,
so
the good news is that your other sister's getting married on Friday, so just don't miss that wedding.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be carrying a camcorder. I'm going to film it, too, exactly. Just to make everybody feel good about it.
Make good right there. So, good morning to Joanne from Romeoville. What did you miss?
I missed out on the 2010 very first Blackhawks parade. We were all downtown, and my mom fainted, and she was one of the 75 people that got rushed to the ER. And my husband and my brother, they got to see the parade, but me and four of my kids, we did not get to see the parade because she got to.
Okay, so first off, let's ask you, is your mom okay?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's 89. She's going to outlive everybody.
Okay, so second off, are you mad at your mom? Do you still give her crap about it?
Yes, we do. Every time when the hockey season starts up, we laugh and I give her crap. And then not only that, I do give my brother and husband Jason crap too.
All right, so question for you. The Hawks have won, I believe, two more times since then. Did you go to those parades?
No, I did not go to those parades because I didn't want to take a chance because knowing my luck, I would not get to see them.
Cash. Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.